ready? All right, if you've been in church very long, you'll know this portion of Scripture, especially in Pentecostal circles. You've heard it preached on, but we're going to see what God has for us today with it, and it may be new to you today. So let's just see what the Lord has. This is taken from the book of Ezekiel. We're looking at chapter 47, and starting with the first verse. Why don't you just follow along on the screen, and let's just see what the Lord has. Sister Cherry, you're doing okay back there. All right, you got healed and delivered and set free. All right. Afterwards, he brought me again unto the door of the house. And behold, the waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Stay with me. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. Okay, here we go. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. That's about 1,700 feet. And he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Would you say to the ankles? And again he measured 1,000. And brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Would you say to the knees? And again he measured 1,000. And he brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Say to the loins here. That's to our waist. Afterward he measured 1,000. And it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen. Waters to swim in. Would you say that with me? Waters to swim in. Again, a river that could not be passed over. The title of my message this morning is Just Step On Out There. Just step on out there. Would you tell your neighbor, just step on out there today? All right, one more verse. Y'all gonna help me preach today. Verse 9. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. I'm telling you, New Life is a river church. And we're going to see the fish come in, okay? We're a deep river. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live, whether the river cometh, or like the NIV says, where the river flows. For the sake of those who may not understand, when we speak of the river of God, we are referring to the very spirit and the power of God flowing in and through our lives. This morning, I want us to look for just a few minutes at a river that's speaks of progression. Would you say this after me? I'm making progress. I'm not everything I want to be, but I'm making progress. I'm not where I want to be, but I thank God I'm not where I used to be. Amen. So as we look at our text, we see this river went from ankle deep to knee deep, to waist deep, and then the river that you could not cross over, to waters then to swim in, that you had to swim in. I want us to see how each of these levels then relate to our individual lives. The ankles then, first of all, speak of an end to an old. You've taken a step, but not really anything new is happening either. You're in the water, but just barely. In the water, but guess what? You're still in control at ankle deep. You're in the water, you still got a temper. You just say, oh me. You're in the water, but you still have issues. Oh me. Maybe with anger, maybe with unforgiveness. In the water, but still watching things that feed the old nature. In the water, but still waiting in things that stirs those old desires. In the water, but still dealing with selfish desires. Oh, well. In fact, you can spot the ones who are stuck in ankle-deep water, Brandon. A lot of people who are stuck in ankle-deep water, guess what? They get jealous when other people get blessed. Oh, my. Let's don't get jealous because Sister Mary Jane got blessed. Because I serve a God. Woo! Everybody say, amen. Everybody say, checks in the mail. Amen, amen. Woo! And then we have the next level. We won't dwell on the ankle here anymore. Let's go to the next level, which is at the knees. Now, there's a change that begins to take place at the knee level. Understand, the knees speak of worship, and they speak of prayer, and they speak of humility. Here the attention begins, and it's a good thing. It begins to shift from self to Jesus. We're no longer worshiping then the dictates of the flesh. Now we're seeking to please God. How many know that's a good thing? Now we are positioning then ourselves to receive from the Lord. And if you want to receive everything God has for you, would you just say yes? And the important thing then that we ought to take notice of this morning about the river is this. The deeper you go in the river, the less flesh you're going to see. The deeper you go in the river, the less control you're going to have. And guess what? That scares a lot of preachers to death. Because they don't want to lose control, Brandon. Amen. Watch this now. The deeper you go in the river, the stronger the influence of the river's current becomes. That's a good thing. The deeper you get in the river, the farther you get from the shore. The deeper you get in the river, the less pull and influence of things of this world has on you. One of my favorite scriptures, I've shared this many times before, Psalms 107, verses 23 and 24. They that go down to the sea in ships, they do business in great waters. And then look what it says. These see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. All right, and then there's the third level. The river reaches, and that is a waste. In other words, he progressed to waist-deep water. The waist, or as the Bible says, the loins, guess what? It speaks of the reproductive power. It speaks to the fact that as children of God, guess what? Brandon touched on it. We should go beyond just being saved, Brandon, and even worshiping God. We should also be reproducing ourselves. And that's what Wednesday night's going to be about. We're going to reach out for the lost, those that need the gospel. Bring them in. In other words, Jesus reproduced himself in 12 disciples. We're also to reproduce the Christ life that is in us, guess what, into someone else, into others. And I believe that every child of God should progress then to the point that they are leading and helping others. Guess what that's called? Mentoring. It's called mentoring. Notice the prophet Ezekiel was being led into the prophetic revelation or the progressive revelation and into this experience of the Spirit of God. With this in mind, you have to realize that it was Ezekiel's choice for this to happen. Ezekiel had to take steps on his own to move into deeper waters. Now watch this now. To go on out there, he had to choose to leave where he was comfortable. And sadly, that is what keeps many of God's people from making any real spiritual progress. Why? Because they don't really want to move from their comfort zone, Brandon. They don't want to become, sadly, they don't want to become responsible or dependable. They'll let others do the work. They'll let others serve. Let others give. Again, they don't want to leave the comfortable or the familiar. They would rather stand flat-footed in ankle-deep water where God, watch this, where God has been. Listen closely. Than to have to swim into the unknown where God is doing something new. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be where God is always doing and working something new in my life. Amen? Let's realize then that this river originates from under the altar. And so this river symbolizes the life of the Spirit for a believer. The life of God then for the believer begins in prayer. And it's maintained through prayer. And it's increased through prayer. You have to know that there is no progress then in God without a life of prayer. In fact, you'll never be greater than your prayer life. You might write that down. You'll never be greater than your prayer life. Notice in verse 3 that we read, how the man with the line in his hand went forth, and each time he measured again. This is speaking then of the Word of God. Listen, you will never progress spiritually beyond your knowledge of the Word of God. Prayer, guess what? Prayer, we know, is certainly a part of it. And we know that the anointing on our lives is awesome and it's great. But knowledge and wisdom will lead you to the next step. And if you want to go deeper with God, guess what? It includes going deeper in His Word. God's Word, listen, has to be a main staple along with prayer as a part of our spiritual diet. There'll be times that you hear things that challenge then your present beliefs. In fact, your spiritual progress will largely be determined by your ability, watch this, and your willingness to let go of some present beliefs to grasp a greater truth. You've got to understand, many good Christians have passed away because they either were not taught the part of the gospel that generated faith for their healing. Or they simply refuse to let go of their tradition that says sickness is God's will. Now listen, here is the truth. It is never, never God's will that we live sick, diseased, and that we suffer continually in any area of our lives. Are you hearing me today? I'm talking about whether it's physically, financially, or relationally. It's not His will that we live in lack. And many of people, they have lived a life of lack, struggling financially all their lives. Why? Because they refuse to let go of the traditions in the church that taught them, sadly, that poverty is a mark of humility. The life of the pit of hell. And that prosperity is evil, and money will make you a bad person. And that having money is selfish, carnal, and worldly. So we find then many of God's people have spent their lives in ankle-deep waters because they were not willing to go on to receive all that God has to offer in His Spirit, or of His Spirit. Now, I can't speak for anybody else, but I want all that God has for my life. Amen? I want to be well and in abundance, physically, financially, relationally in every area, okay? I want everything God has for me from His Word. And listen, if He desires that I prosper in every area of my life, and guess what He does? Spiritually, physically, financially, then guess what? I want to be obedient and willing to receive His Word. What does the Word say? It says, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. We see then, after Ezekiel had reached the swimming waters, after he came to the place that there was uncrossable, and that it was so big and so vast and so deep and so fast, he was brought back to the bank where there were many trees. Listen, once God has liberated you from the bondage of religion, anybody ever been delivered from religion itself? You've got to know that's a bondage. What our walk is about our relationship with Jesus Christ. Once God has liberated you from the bondage of tradition and legalism, and once you have realized then that God is bigger than your tradition and is bigger than even our opinions, guess what? He is. Once we've reached a place where we admit that we don't know it all, that's a good place, and you're willing to say that there may be more than what I have, thank goodness I reached that place, then listen, you have reached the place where God can now use you, and yes, then you can become qualified to show others the way. I'm so glad God set me free of religion and legalism. Hallelujah. It was wonderful to know that there's some good Baptist folks out there that are saved just like me. And some good Methodist folks out there. Amen. Amen. Who was it that led Ezekiel then out of the house and to the river? You may be tempted to say it was an angel, but the Bible says it was a man. Now here's the essence of my message this morning. It won't be long. Somebody needs to hear this. If you'll just step on out there to the deeper places of the Spirit, it will change your life. But Pastor, what does that mean for me? It means that next step will take you into a whole new dimension, Brandon. It means the end of some old stuff. Does it mean that you won't ever have to fight any more battles? No. But some of those battles that you fought in the past, watch this now, you'll find yourself not having to fight those particular ones anymore. It means breaking out then of some traditions that have robbed you and limited your experience and held you back. Stepping on out there, going for more of God, listen, you'll find things will truly change in your life. Where once you just couldn't seem to break loose into that next level, you'll be like a caterpillar who has gotten their wings to fly. It'll take you out of some stuff. Anybody ever walk through some stuff? How about some drama? Anybody ever have drama in your family? Oh, my God. You talk about drama. Me and my little 5-year-old granddaughter. Papa, can I use your phone? Papa, can I just borrow your phone for a little while? Avery, will you let me know when I get a text? Will you let me know when I get a phone call? Yeah, Papa, I will. 3 hours later, Avery, did I get a phone? No, Papa, you didn't get a text. And I have 5 messages on my phone. A lot of drama. How about misery? Listen, it'll take you out of the mud. Anybody been through some mud? And if we're honest then, say we've all been there in the yuck a time or two. I know I have. And guess what? That's not a happy place to dwell, is it? It's not an easy place. It's not a desirable place to be in all the yuck. So yes, Pastor, I admit I've been stuck in the mud, but I'm determined I'm coming out. I won't stay there. I'm just going to step on out there. Would you look at somebody and say, I'm just going to step on out there. I may have hit a rough spot along the way, and it may seem as if I'm going to drown. Watch this now. But I'm determined that I'm not going to drown, and I'm not going to go under. Somebody needs to hear this morning. God has invested too much in you to let you just throw in the towel or to let you drown at this point in time. It may be this morning that you're in one of those hard places and the devil's telling you that it's not worth it and you're not going to make it. But I've come to tell you with a determination and a grit about you, it's going to get better. And I'd be willing to say that there are some things now that you're even struggling with. But I can tell you without hesitation, once you have decided to just step on out there in the deep places, in a little while you're going to look back and you're going to say, I can't believe there was ever an issue with me in that. I want to tell somebody, as you step into that new place with God, you will find that there will be an end to some of those struggles that you've been dealing with. And when the winds of adversity do blow, and yes, guess what? They are going to blow again in our lives. But the next time, you're going to find a confidence and a knowing, no matter what, that everything is still going to be okay in your life. That is a place that we can reach in our spiritual walk. Why? Because you've made a choice not to carry those as burdens any longer, but you've given them to the Lord God Almighty. You made a decision to not let anxiety and worry and fret and fear keep you from soaring like an eagle. And as you step into that current of the anointing, you'll find it will begin to lift you to places that you could have never gotten to on your own. And yes, it will accelerate your progress, listen, to a place in the Spirit that you have never experienced before in your life. Now, you need to hear me on this morning. If you will be bold and you'll step on out into the deeper things of God and begin to just believe Him, and take Him at His word. Listen, you're going to find the Lord using you in some extraordinary ways. And I believe, for one thing, that we have entered a time and a season of great advancement and acceleration of some things for us as believers. Yes, we know the enemy at this moment is advancing their plans toward a one-world government and a one-world religion. And they are using every tool that they can get their hands on to make that be accomplished. But you just know that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords also has His plans. Amen. And so I believe this is the greatest time to be alive. The world we know is not getting any better. Amen. A lot of people are now looking for hope. They're looking for an answer. And guess what? We, as the church, have the answer. And His name is Jesus. So as a child of God, listen, you can expect then acceleration in what areas? In provision. Acceleration in your healing. Acceleration even in your gifts. It's not a time to be fearful of world events, because if you're on Jesus' side, remember, that's the winning side. Would you just look at somebody and tell them, that's the winning side? In the weeks and the months to come, listen, He'll continue to lead you. He'll provide. He'll protect. He'll fight for you. So it will pay for us then how? To listen to His voice, to be sensitive to His voice, You get up one morning, you have your day all planned. I'm going to Walmart, going to do this, going to do that. But no, you need to stay in for a little while today. You need to stay home today. Wait till this afternoon to get out. When all that time he was protecting you, because there was a bad wreck right down the street. If you had gotten out and not listened to that voice, you may have been right in the middle of it. How many know it pays to be sensitive to his voice? No matter what may have happened last week, last month, or last year, I'm telling you this morning, it's time to shake it off. No matter what has gone on up to this point in your life, listen, if you will just believe and if you will just begin to declare God's word over your life, over the life of your children, over the life of your spouse, over the life of your grandchildren, declare God's word as yes and amen. I promise you, you'll begin to experience victory in the place of conflict. Watch what God will then do in your life. Yes, the devil, we know, is out to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants the soul of every person on the earth. But you've got to remember, as a believer, he no longer has power over us. But yes, we know, he still works at intimidating us, and he loves to lie on us and lie to us, and he'll try to deceive you. Why? Because he wants to take away your confidence, so you will not believe anymore, so you'll think that God is not good anymore. Yes, he'll lie to you, and he's not in any hurry. He'll make you think that God is not in a hurry to do good things for you. But you need to remember this. The devil is a liar. And the Bible says he is the father of lies. Amen? Is it possible then that you're one step away from the realm of the miraculous? Can you believe that you're on the brink of a miracle? One step away from joy unspeakable and full of glory. Can I just tell you that it's worth to just step on out there? It's worth it to just step on out there. When you take that step and you begin to rise up, and I'm talking about just simply believing God's word, guess what? You'll discover you'll begin to win those battles. And the very things causing you problems and challenges. Listen, the Holy Spirit of God will show you then how to navigate around those things, and you're going to experience victory. Does anybody need some victories in your life today in a situation? Now, I know somebody I'm talking to this morning is feeling the pull of the current of the Spirit to go deeper. Somebody is feeling a rushing around you, and you know you can't stay at that same old level anymore and be satisfied. In fact, if you were to stay at that level, it would grieve the Holy Spirit. And to stay at that level would frustrate your faith and just make you miserable. In fact, to stay at that level then is to choose stagnation. And we all know that there are a lot of believers who are sadly satisfied to stay in ankle-deep water. Others have progressed to the knees, and they're satisfied there. Still others have got up to their waist, and they're satisfied there. But I just believe this morning, I'm speaking to a body of believers, watch this, where there are those rare and distinct individuals who want everything God has for them. Am I talking to anybody like that this morning? If you happen to be one of those who has already decided that I'm going with a river, would you just say this after me? I'm not afraid. I'm not going to hesitate any longer. I'm going with the flow of the Holy Ghost. I'm going deeper. And I'm going to the next level. Let me end with this. If you truly are one of those who will dare to just step on out there, that all God is asking, watch this now, all God is asking from any of us is to trust Him and believe Him concerning your health, concerning your job, concerning your finances, your family. Do what He tells you to do. And if you will, guess what will happen? He's more than willing and ready to bring those manifold suddenlies into our lives. I, for one, like God's suddenlies. Anybody else in here like a suddenly every once in a while? I think Mary Jane got a suddenly this week. I, for one, am ready to do my part. Are you one of those who, without hesitation, will go to the waters, deep waters of the Spirit? If so, then you can expect, just as we read Psalms 127, you can expect to see the works of the Lord. I like what the New Living Translation says. You can expect to see the Lord's power in action. You can expect to see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep concerning your life. Would you just tell your neighbor beside you, neighbor, I love you. And neighbor, you can just splash around in ankle-deep water if you want to. But I'm going swimming. Let's all stand together. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What are some practical things? What am I talking about? I'm talking about simply finding a time that fits your schedule to sit down with your Bible and just read the Word of God. For some folks, they're early birds. They get up early. I thought I got up early at 5, but I'm telling you, God did a number on me this week, and it's been all kind of crazy hours earlier than that. But it's awesome. It's awesome. Spend time with Him and just let Him speak to you. God is so good. Find out what works for you. It might be in the evening, 30 minutes before you go to bed. Stay off of social media. Get the Word of God out. Put some hymn music on. Let that saturate your mind before you go to sleep. Don't go to bed on a violent movie that you just watched. Amen. Turn it off. Have some quiet time before you go to sleep. And I advise don't drink a big glass of tea. Been there, done that. My dog Asher is wondering, what in the world is wrong with you? I can't get a full night's sleep. Just take some time. Find out what will work with you. And how about this? You don't have a prayer language, I encourage you, ask the Lord about that. Listen, He'll fill you. You get that prayer language when you get baptized in the Holy Ghost. You take some time, ask Him. He'll fill you right there in your recliner. He'll give you a prayer language. All you got to do is ask Him. He's willing. And I'm telling you, once you get that prayer language, you're on another level. Amen. Amen. You'll find all kind of new things going on. I want the deep things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I thank You. I thank You for where You're leading us. I thank You for what You've done today in this house already. I thank You for the healings that have taken place. I thank You for the peace of mind that You've given us today. I thank You for the direction that You've given some folks today. Lord, as we ask, God, You promise You'll just download into our spirit the answer. Help us, Lord, then to be willing and obedient to hear Your voice, to be willing to and desire more of You. And as we desire You, Lord, God, You'll just give us all that we can handle. I thank You today. I speak blessings over this body. Lord, we just praise You. Lord, go with us this week. Keep Your hand upon us. Lord, open the doors that need to be opened. Those doors that we don't really need to walk through, you close them, Lord. You show us, Lord. Speak to our hearts, God. Give us direction in our finances. Give us direction about our jobs. give us some direction in regards to our families, God. And so I thank you. You promised to do it. You will do it. And so we give you glory. Bring us back again safe, Lord. And Lord, we just praise you. Thank you for what you're going to do here Wednesday night. We just give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. God bless you. Stick around for a few minutes. Just greet somebody and tell them God loves them and you love them too. I love you. God bless you.